Good evening. Good to see everyone out this evening. Brother Donnie, a while back, had given me some material, some pamphlets, a series of studies that was designed to be a home Bible study. And I got those, and they were just so well put together that they're lessons within themselves. And they're very simply laid out. Again, they're designed for home studies to speak with those who are trying to convert and so forth. But I think they really show the simplicity of the design of God's Word. And so tonight I'm going to start with what may be a series of lessons of presenting that material to you and just kind of reiterate to us what we believe and why we believe it and how simple these things could be done. So I ask you to get your Bibles out tonight. If you want to take note of these verses, we go through them. There's 15 verses or 15 sets of verses through this lesson tonight in this material. And I think one way to learn is to answer questions for ourselves as we get asked questions. And I'm going to call any questions anyone tonight. I'm going to ask some true-false questions. I'm going to ask some yes or no questions. I'm going to have some thought questions, but they're not for you to shout out or anything. They're just for you to think and answer in your own minds. We answer and read these verses. Again, we're going to look at these 15 or sets of verses or so forth. And again, answer in your own minds the answers to these questions. And again, these are good for home studies. But some of the things I want to answer tonight or to establish our answer is who is Jesus? We're going to talk about why he was sent. We're going to talk about who he said that he was. Was he God? Was he man? Was he both? Is he equal with God? Who is the Holy Spirit? What role does he play in those things? Is the Bible all that we need for salvation? And finally, we'll conclude our lesson tonight with who will go to heaven. But again, you're going to answer those questions for yourselves as we go through those verses and so forth. This is general. Of course, I know Donnie's been doing a home Bible study. He started recently. There's some good things to keep in mind, not just for tonight, but always when you're studying, of course, and we've gone over these things before. When you're studying the Bible, always know who is doing the speaking and to whom those words are addressed to. What circumstances in the context might affect the meaning. Depending on the context, it could change the meaning of those things. Is the language to be understood in a literal or figurative sense? Know that partial truth can lead to wrong conclusions, so we have to have a correct understanding occurring with the complete of all verses that deal with a certain subject to be considered. More difficult passages must be understood in a way that harmonizes with those that we easily understand. Another good way to look at it. And each Bible study must be undertaken, again, with open mind and not prejudiced by opinions or preconceived ideas we have. So with that, let's begin with our first verse. Turn to John 3 and verse 16. And again, as I'll read a verse and then I'll ask a few questions for you to answer in your own minds. Maybe a thought question. Maybe a true false. Most of them are yes and no's and true falses. But John 3, verse 16 says, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version, so mine might read a little different than yours. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Okay, very well known verse. First question is, did God the Father send his only begotten Son into this world? Yes or no? Very simple. Okay. Did the Father send Jesus so that you and I could live forever? Yes or no? Again, answer these in your mind based on the verse we're reading. In one word to you, why did God give his only Son based on this verse? And you can have time to relook at that verse if you need to. Why did God, in one word, send his only Son? Do you feel that God loves you? Yes or no? Do you love God enough to believe and obey what he says in the Bible? Yes or no? John chapter 1. Verse 14. Told here, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Question. The Word, flesh, and the only begotten all refer to Jesus. True or false? Again, the Word, flesh, and the only begotten all refer to Jesus. True or false? Next question. The Word, meaning Jesus, became a man, flesh, and lived among us. True or false? Based on this verse. Again, my idea of this is a home Bible study type thing to teach those and how easy these are. Turn over to John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Question. In the beginning, the Word, meaning Jesus, was with God. True or false? In the beginning, the Word, meaning Jesus, was God. True or false? Was Jesus God? Yes or no? Based on this verse. John chapter 5. We'll begin at verse 18. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Turn to John chapter 10. Keep your finger where it was there, John 5 and verse 18 if you need it. John chapter 10, begin at verse 26. We'll read through verse 33 if you write that down. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him, and Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? And the Jews answered him, it is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. Question here, based on these two sets of verses. Did Jesus believe that he was equal with God the Father? Yes or no? And thought question is, how do you feel about Jesus making this claim of being equal with God? And what's that mean? John chapter 14. We'll read verses 23 and 24. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Question. The words of Jesus are the same as the words of God the Father. True or false? Do you personally want to obey whatever Jesus commands? Yes or no? Is it possible for you to live by the words of Jesus if you do not know what they are? Yes or no? Same chapter, verses 25 and 26. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Keep in context that he's speaking to the apostles here. Question. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as whom, meaning a person, or referred to him as an it, meaning a thing, true or false? In other words, he referred to him as a whom and not an it. True or false? The Holy Spirit and Jesus both were sent by God the Father. True or false? The words of the Father are the same as the words of the Son and were given to the apostles by the Holy Spirit. True or false? John chapter 16. Verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. Jesus said to the Holy Spirit, or Jesus rather said the Holy Spirit would guide the apostles into some truth or would direct them into all truth. What do the words all truth in this verse mean to you? All truth. In what three ways did Jesus say that God, the Holy Spirit, would help the apostles? Would He teach them some things? Or would He teach them all things in this context? Would He remind them of some things that Jesus had taught them, most things, or all things that Jesus had taught them? These are important points. Would the Holy Spirit guide them into some of the truth, part of the truth, or all of the truth? Because don't forget, these are the men who will be writing this book in some part. Do they have it all or not? Question, does God ever make mistakes? Yes or no? Since God Himself guided the writing of the Bible, it cannot contain mistakes and it cannot contain contradictions, true or false. To go to heaven, what information do we need besides the inspired writings, besides the Bible? And answer that in your own mind, what are the writings that may be possible that you might need to make it to heaven besides the written Bible? Matthew chapter 7. These are questions pertaining to who will go to heaven. We've established so far who Jesus was, who He says He was. You all answer those questions. It's based on Scripture. We talked about the Holy Spirit, God's, or Jesus' equality with God, and about this Word that we have given through the Holy Spirit by the Father in its completeness. Matthew chapter 7. Begin at verse 13, read 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Question here. Few people will go to heaven and many will not go to heaven. True or false, based on this verse? Will you personally enter the narrow gate if you follow the majority of people? Yes or no? And what they believe religiously. Matthew 7 and verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Question. False teachers or prophets in this verse may seem to be harmless, but they are very dangerous. True or false? Should you believe religious teachings that cannot be found in the Bible? Yes or no? Again, these are very simple questions, but they're nicely laid out in their simplicity when you present them this way. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Question, will everyone who calls Jesus Lord enter the kingdom of heaven, yes or no? Will everyone who does good works in the name of Jesus go to heaven, yes or no? Question, many people's religious beliefs and practices are wrong, true or false? Matthew chapter 7, verses 26 and 27. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. If a person hears but does not obey the words of Jesus, what is he? He's a what? According to this verse. What does Jesus want you to do with His words? And I also think about that question too, of course, obey them. but I also thought, just simply use them. Use his words. You know, you're living by, use those words. Thought question: how do you feel about making Jesus Lord of your life and obeying his words? And what all that entails, all the studies we do here and so forth. Matthew chapter 10. We read in verses 34 through 38. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. In verse 39. Question: should you follow Jesus even if it means being rejected by members of your own family? Yes or no? Question: if your family's religious beliefs are different from what the Bible teaches, should you reject those religious beliefs that they hold? Yes or no? Does Jesus expect you to put him first in your life, even ahead of your spouse, your parents, and your children? Yes or no? Following Jesus can result in families being divided. True or false? Thought question: how do you feel about putting Jesus before your family in all things? Galatians chapter 1. Verses 8 and 9. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And verse 9 is repeated. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. That doesn't happen very often in the New Testament, where something's repeated twice, right in a row. So it must be very, very important. Question: not even an angel from heaven is allowed to change Bible teaching. True or false? Question: those who teach a gospel that is contrary to that found in the Bible will be condemned. True or false? Question: if you found out that your minister, your priest, your bishop, your pope, or even your best friend teaches you something different from the Bible, should you reject that teaching that they have? Yes or no? Thought question: how can you find out if a preacher or a religious teacher is teaching the truth? Of course, there's only one way. Reading for yourself and learning. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Question: who has all authority in religious matters today? As we sit here, as we stand here today. Thought question: if you believe that Jesus has all authority in religious matters today, how will that affect your life and what you believe, how you live, and so forth? Last verse is Philippians chapter 2. Verses 5 through 7. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men. Question: before Christ Jesus became a man, he existed in the form of God. True or false? Do you personally believe that Jesus was God as well as man? Yes or no? And does Jesus deserve your love, trust, and obedience based on who He is, who He says He was? Yes or no? So quickly we'll review our lesson and then we'll be finished for the evening. Again, some more questions. Because God loves you and me, He sent His Son Jesus into this world. Is that true or is that false? Jesus is God, but not God the Father. But He's still God. True or false? Jesus has all authority today, both in heaven and on earth. Is that true or is that false? After Jesus left the earth, the Holy Spirit came to do what? Teach the apostles all things. Is that true? To remind them of all that Jesus had taught them. Is that true? And to guide them into all truth. Is that true? We can trust what the inspired writers wrote because it is both accurate and it is complete in its totality. True or false? Religious teachings that add or subtract from the Bible cannot be trusted. True or false? If I found that some of my religious beliefs or practices were different from Bible teaching, I would reject them. Is that true or is that false? Many people will not go to heaven. Is that true or false? I personally will not go to heaven unless I learn and do what Jesus commanded. Is that true or false? And finally, do you personally want to learn and do what Jesus commanded? Is that a yes or no? It's our lesson for tonight, so hopefully it gives some encouragement. We're going to show, I think, the simplicity. I think this study, and I thank Donnie for allowing me to borrow that from him. And I may do a series of these types of questions. I like this format where you have to think a little bit. I just laid out very nicely and simply. But for those tonight who may not be saved, never obeyed the gospel, or have gone back to the world, you have the opportunity to make those things right through your belief in Jesus, who He was, who He says He was, that He was the Christ, through confession of that, through your penance, and through baptism. If we can help you in any way, come forward now.